Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Carl Greer, who gives great advice about how to change your life story.
On Saturday, Robert Kopecky returns with more wisdom to share from his Guide for Happiness after dying three times and living to tell about it.
Then we play DJs for a Day with spring songs on the first full day of spring.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Look for that on Facebook. And Janice does post stuff while we're doing the show and so forth and gets the information up there that you need. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and please give us a like. I know that's important. And we have open phone lines through the rest of the hour here. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1 888-298-5569. And if you'd like to send us an email, the Animal World email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to post something to Animal World, the mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need to reach me for behavior therapy and training for your dogs, your cats, or stuff about animals, I always do a free no-obligation telephone evaluation, and you can reach me at 360-217-7258. And if you need Dr. Bill's help, you can see him at Quilceda Veterinary Hospital in Marysville. He's there on Mondays and Tuesdays. Or you can take advantage of his telephone consultation, so from anywhere in the country. And you can reach him at 425-903-1913. And this would be for phone consultation or for the immune support products that he has. They are the best, the immune tabs, the immune chews, and the transfer factor for humans. And the number, 425-903-1913. That's 425-903-1913. And you can email him to BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. That's BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. All righty then. We still have from Port Orchard, Maureen on the phone. We got started in the last hour. We're talking about Benjamin, her 5-year-old Jack Russell. She's only had him for a couple of months. Got him from a friend who'd had him for a couple of years and got him at about 2 years of age from a rescue. He's got severe allergies. They seem to be related to grass. He is apparently fine all winter long, but after the first grass cut, he gets extremely red belly and skin. He gets welts. If he chews enough, open sores. He's miserable all summer long, but once you get to winter and no more grass, the allergies go away. So Maureen has been working with her veterinarian, and he's did some blood testing for allergies and then is recommending the allergy injections, desensitization via the allergy injections. And Maureen, your main question was about that, and you wanted Dr. Bill's opinion. Is that right?
Yes, and if I'd like an alternative to those, because they're kind of expensive, and apparently they won't work real, like if it stops raining, and let's say I have to cut the grass in a few days, these injections won't help. I have to go back on the antihistamine. And if I'm just real careful, we can, we get through it. The other question is, do you think these allergies, these welts and this redness, do you think that affects the inside of his body too, or do you think it's strictly skin?
Well, the target organ in dogs for allergies first is the skin, then gut and respiratory tract. So it depends on the individual more than anything. When we talk respiratory tract, that's mainly your sinuses. So if you want to not go desensitization, which, for me, with my patients, that's kind of the last place I go, just because it's not convenient and it's not cheap or inexpensive.
No, it's expensive.
Yes.
And I don't think there's a guarantee that it works.
Well, nothing's a guarantee with allergies.
And I certainly have. I worked for one of the first veterinary allergists in Seattle.
Birch, was it?
Oh, gosh.
Bob Birch.
That's what I meant. Back at Green Lake Animal Hospital, mm-hmm. and I managed there. Because he did his animal skin and allergy clinic out of our clinic for a while when he first came to town. And he did those injections. And I just remember, I would say in the vast majority of cases that we saw, the injections didn't help at all. And I hear over the years that kind of the spiel I hear from people is they either work really well or they don't work at all.
Yeah. So there is, and I haven't got any current experience with this, but they do have a new approach for desensitization, giving the I don't want to call it medication, but giving the allergy formula orally. So you might ask your veterinarian about that. I don't have any cases going right now, so I can't speak from experience, but that's been on the market a year or so.
So that would be an oral?
Orally administered, which makes it
a
lot easier for some pet owners. It's probably slower acting, so I can't tell you anything about the effectiveness, but there's an option for you. Now, it sounds like a classic atopic dermatitis, which means environmental allergens, and it's very seasonal. And so if you can get a 80% resolution using antihistamines, then that's actually, you know, a pretty good endpoint. You can also know that you can blend antihistamines with real low doses of prednisone. And
he's on some really low dose of prednisone now.
Yeah.
Because a few weeks ago when it was really sunny and I cut the grass, poor little guy, running eyes. And
sometimes how well does he respond to the prednisone?
Very well. We didn't have any problems.
So in those dogs, you can, you know, kind of anticipate the need, and you can have them on it for 5 to 7 days and taper them off, keep the antihistamine going. Remember that there are many different types of antihistamines, so just like in people, One antihistamine will work with one folks, and then it won't work with the next. So, you got to play around.
What do you think about probiotics for him? Would that increase his immune system in any way? Or are we talking that that's not going to help at all?
I was going there eventually. also that new drug that's on the market, Apoquil.
He's on the list for that. We've got him on the list.
Yeah, good. So that's nice, too, because, you can use it on an as-need basis, highly effective for your really allergic dogs at regular antihistamines or really, really low-dose steroids or prednisone won't help. Also, frequent bathing, like once or twice a week with a non-allergenic soap-free shampoo, wiping the feet down, which you're probably already doing, that's all good. Now, even though, again, I don't remember if you said he was tested for food sensitivity or not. If you're looking for easy things to do, then I go to a non-allergenic diet just to see if it makes sense, because sometimes there's very subclinical hypersensitivities going on, and then you add in the environmental pollens, and that kind of the cup spilleth over, and you get a trigger of the allergies. So doing a trial at some point of a non-allergenic food, if you're looking for simple economical things to do, is indicated. Doing probiotics is indicated, which are included in the immune tabs, or I've already mentioned another probiotic that I use a lot. So doing all the simple things to improve overall health is what you got to do. Allergies in terriers is really common, and the big player in the room is genetics. And the question is, we can't predict the future, is that, well, if they're an allergic individual, what's he going to go for next? What's his immune system going to work on next? So you don't know. So it's trying to build a balanced immune response is a really good idea. So that's why I suggested the immune tabs. I would probably pretty well assume your veterinarian didn't know what those were all about, but the immune tabs try to balance the immune response and make it more appropriate to the stimulus. There's no question that if you're eating an allergen or you're being exposed to allergens all the time, sometimes your immune system has no choice except to respond. So prevent and avoid exposure is what it's all about. The other thing is that doing high levels of omega-3 fatty acids in some studies with antihistamines showed some benefit. And what you're trying to do is to overload the fatty acid system so that they produce less of the inflammatory fatty acids. So you do a lot of omega-3s. other than buying him a bubble to live in. That's about it.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of questions, Dr. Bill. And for you, Maureen, because I know when you were filling us in on what was going on with Benjamin to start with, you said you had done some food testing and fed different things. And I think that's a huge component. And I'm wondering, what are you currently feeding Benjamin?
He gets potato and duck only.
Okay.
Sweet potato and duck.
How long has he been on that?
Since I've had him, okay. Basically.
Time for a
change.
And
at night he gets a little bit of sweet potato because he wants something, and I want to keep him moist. And
well, opens up a whole other can of worms because we know sweet potatoes are really high in estrogen, and, of course, that then kind of relates to the Pleckner stuff, and we haven't talked about that. But, Maureen, you said you tried some other foods with him. What else have you tried?
Oh, I tried some other hypoallergenic foods.
Good.
That didn't have duck, that had chicken or beef.
Mm-hmm.
I've even tried one that had some brown rice in it. I saw absolutely no change in anything that he did.
Good.
Made no change from winter to summer.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Well. But so, Dr. Bill, what is your choice? If say we didn't know that there'd been any testing or anything going on, and for like you had your single protein specific choices for cats, what single protein grain free diet are you know what single proteins are you most recommending for dogs these days?
Pretty much for dogs, it's venison, duck, and rabbit.
Okay.
But I take care of dogs that are allergic to those as well.
Yeah.
So, and fortunately for this kid, hopefully foods is not an issue. It sounds like you've done a pretty good job of investigating that. So you're just dealing with a pollen-induced allergy, which if you got to have an allergy, then that's, relatively easy to medicate for. And again, you're not going to eradicate it completely, but if you have a 90% control, 80% control, that's not too bad.
Okay, now my last question here relates to, first of all, Maureen said he's already on low doses of prednisone, mm-hmm. and when you asked how that worked, she said it works great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that prednisone is part of the treatment for Pleckner syndrome, and we know that allergies are kind of like the biggest red flag related to mm-hmm. the endocrine immune imbalance that
right.
we call Pleckner syndrome. What about testing this dog for Pleckner?
Well, does he have any behavior quirks at all?
No, he is just for a Jack Russell. He's just mm-hmm. absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good. And his bowel habits are nice and regular?
Mm-hmm.
Nice little, as I call them, nice little dog logs.
Dog logs.
Yeah.
I love
you know,
that.
For Jack Russell, he's incredibly well-mannered.
Oh, good.
He's basically, aside from occasionally when he sees a rabbit or a squirrel and mm-hmm. acts like an idiot, which is normal,
yeah.
he's basically pretty quiet.
Good. Okay. So there's no question that some of these animals that have unrelenting allergies or strong allergies in certain areas, they definitely could have a Pleckner imbalance. You never know till you check. So essentially, it's at some point, if you've done everything you've tried to do and you're not satisfied, then you start looking for a deeper answer. And that's kind of where this adrenal disease of Dr. Pleckner's that he identified comes in. I can tell you that I don't know if I've ever tested a dog that had allergies that had a normal Pleckner screen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a given. If they got allergies, pretty much you can
yeah.
pretty much put money on the table. They're
yeah.
going to test that they have this imbalance.
And they all present differently. That's what's interesting about it. Of course, when you're dealing with hormones, it's complicated.
Maureen, have you read Dr. Pleckner's book, Pets at Risk?
No. How do you spell that for the allergy test?
Well, the book you want to get, first step is for you to educate yourself. And
mm-hmm.
you want to order Dr. Pleckner's book. You spell his last name P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. And the book is called Pets at Risk, which you can pick up
okay.
usually for $4 or $5 on Amazon. And
okay.
and then any vet can draw the blood and do the test, but it has to be sent to a lab in Texas. And therefore handling is really critical. So
really critical.
Really critical. So you may need some help with that. But the first step is for you to get educated. So order the book.
You know, Maureen, okay, you're doing a really good job. So you need to hear that. And I would, you know, aside from all the advice we've given, you might want to explore that oral desensitization for dogs.
Well, I'm wondering, too, because I'm a great fan. If it ain't broke, don't fix it and keep it simple.
Right.
And when you said, how did the low dose of prednisone work, Maureen said, great.
No.
Well, I hear that. Well, so why are we why not do that, Maureen?
Yeah. And then the other thing that on certain, you know, depends on what the allergies are, the little allergy medication that she told me to take works very well, too. And she suggested another one, but I can't remember
what
it
was.
Well,
when you find something that works, you know.
Yeah. I hate to mess up too much and cause too much trouble. Then you just start mugging up the waters.
That's,
if I can keep it simple and keep him healthy.
Well, there you go. Is if he controls fairly well with an antihistamine and an as needed low dose steroid, then that's a dog that, you know, as we've talked on emails, is that you do a 90-day trial of the immune tabs to see did that make a difference, because that's probably the only, I don't want to brag, but it's the most complete immune support formula on the market, and it's definitely on your list of things to do to trial your pet and find out, will it help? There's no way to know other than doing it, so that's another option that you've got in the box to look at.
What other antihistamine would you recommend besides the
hydroxyzine? Chlorpheniramine, hydroxyzine.
Are these over the counter?
Hydroxyzine is a script.
Okay.
Chlorpheniramine's over the counter.
What are these common names?
Yeah.
Well, chlorpheniramine.
A lot of times they're generic. So
yeah,
just Google dog antihistamines and you'll get all the answers.
Oh.
I'm wondering, though, you know, have you tried just giving the low-dose prednisone without the antihistamines?
Oh, yes, that's what we're doing now. I'm not giving it
any
antihistamines.
And that worked, right?
No.
So
yeah.
Maybe you don't need any antihistamines if the low-dose pred works when you need it.
Well, my concern was how long can we keep him on the low-dose prednisone?
Well, there's a good question for you, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, so it's until we know otherwise, I always try to use as little as possible. And that's where combining with the antihistamine, you can often get away with less. So I would just Google dog antihistamines. You're going to see a lot of stuff. Some are prescription, some are over the counter. I don't know. You probably tried Benadryl already.
Yes, he gets Benadryl when he gets incredibly itchy.
Yeah. So, the antihistamines, they're safe. You're not going to cause any really serious, you know, liver or kidney problems. The only side effect normally is sedation. And if they're still itching and they're sedated, then it's the wrong medication.
Yeah.
So
so far everything we've done works.
Great.
And I do bathe him an awful lot.
Good.
And he gets the antihistamine and the Benadryl, and I only give it to him when he has had a flare-up. And the flare-up is usually after I've cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wait a few days. And then if he's under control with the allergy, then he doesn't seem to have as bad a reaction, if any reaction at all. So it's freshly cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me, couldn't you just, the antihistamine and low-dose pred, starting the day before you do...
Right, just push through it.
Before you're going to do the grass, and then do it through the reaction, or, you know, the time of reaction, and then you can wean off again.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds simple.
Right. That's why I'm always a fan of keep it simple, stupid. You know what I mean? Seem to have found something that works, and there's nothing wrong with doing all the other stuff, too. But I would, the other thing I wouldn't dismiss is Dr. Bill's immune support stuff and the immune tabs. I would definitely do that 90-day trial. Because when he says he doesn't want to brag, he ought to be bragging because it is incredible stuff. We've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, Maureen, so we've got to move on. But I want to let
That's
everybody
okay.
know that we'll go ahead and do that. And then I've got one more question, one more veterinary question for Dr. Bill. But then I think we need to spend some time on the immune support, immune tabs and chews and stuff, and find out why they are so special, because they really, really are. Even I spend the money to give them to my animals. And if I buy it, it's really good. So anyway, Maureen, thanks for calling Animal World. Remember, Dr. Bill's here every couple months. And you know
you.
How to get a hold of him to get a hold of the immune tabs, okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're halfway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. We've got open phone lines if you want to sneak in quickly. We can probably get you in before the end of the show, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. I want you to remember the Northwest School of Animal Massage. They've got a fabulous campus now over on Vashon Island. And Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon are now going to be teaching their acutonics over there. And if you are interested in the great classes they have, if you know someone that wants to become an animal massage therapist and so forth, you can, if you're local, you can actually go to the campus on Vashon and attend classes. But they also have distance learning, which makes it so easy via the computer. They've got campuses all over the world now. They really are the best. So check them out, Northwest School of Animal Massage and their campus on Vashon Island. And then, of course, Whispering Dragon, our harmonic specialist, Jude and Paul Ponton. And they've got a great remote package where they, for a simple issue, it could be an acute thing with health or something with your animal friends or with yourselves, they'll do a remote session, give you an email report, and then they'll tune in and tweak it every day for 3 days afterwards. Great deal. And they've got these new sound portals on their website, whispering-dragon.com. They've got one up for abundance and one for grounding. They're 8 to 10 minutes. You purchase them as an MP3 for only $12, and then you can loop them or listen to them every day. I just think that they're wonderful. It's the gongs and the bells and the bulls all done in a sequence and with the right frequencies to get your energy aligned with those particular things. And they're going to be adding more new ones all the time. So check that out, the sound portals, whispering-dragon.com. All righty then, Dr. Bill Burlingame is here. And I told you I've got one more animal medical care question. And that is Dr. Bill. I think she's been unable to call in today, although I had heard she was going to, but she was sick. This is a friend of mine that I've met with in Robbie's agility class, actually. And she got sick with cold, flu, cough, all that kind of stuff. And then as she's being sick and starting to recover, her dog broke with what appeared to be kennel cough. He got watery eyes, runny nose and stuff. And then later in the day had whooping. She just had this real huge whooping cough stuff. She called her vet about it, and she had some, I think, Clavamox antibiotic or something at home, and the vet said, go ahead and start the dog on it right away, and if he isn't better in 4 days, get him in here. So I thought, it's been a long time, and I don't remember us talking about kennel cough for a long time. It's kind of, I think, like the common cold in kids, isn't it, and quite contagious, but give us the lowdown on what's the current stuff we need to know about kennel cough in dogs.
Most respiratory conditions in animals and humans, I feel, is probably multiple organisms. One may be a short-term irritant, which sets up the environment for the next organism to come in. There's a lot of study in cattle done on different viruses and mycoplasma that set the environment up for the next invader, then come bacteria. So in dogs, again, we've got, respiratory viruses that come in, set up the system, set up the environment. Then you can have other invaders, in particular, Bordetella bronchoseptica can be an organism that can come in. And
now, is Bordetella a virus or a bacteria?
Or bacterium.
What? But it's something that can be vaccinated against, because isn't that the vaccine that boarding kennels want you to have and stuff?
Right. I wonder in dogs, although one of the labs we're working with now has some what we call PCR testing, which is like a DNA test for all these different organisms and mycoplasma and the different viral agents. It's real interesting. About a year ago, we started using that PCR test, and we were running it on all kinds of dogs. And the question is, if you get a positive, is it of clinical significance, because it's a very sensitive test? We had a couple dogs that were immunized with the kennel cough vaccine from the manufacturer that we use. And
is that a Bordetella or is that something else?
That was a Bordetella.
That's a Bordetella, okay.
And if those animals broke, that company will guarantee the and take care of the treatment of the patient.
Oh, wow.
But what they normally will do is say, let's run a test on that dog and see what the test says the dog has. And if it has an agent that was their vaccine was supposed to cover, then they'll cover it.
Uh-huh.
Because kennel cough is really a broad category of organisms. So there were some dogs that didn't have Bordetella, but they had other organisms. So unless you do the testing, you don't know what you're dealing with.
Okay, well, it used to be, you know, when I was working in veterinary hospitals, you know, back in the 70s mm-hmm. and into the 80s, or 60s, 70s into the 80s, it used to, the standard spiel was kind of, well, kennel cough in general, it was considered, well, it's a virus, mm-hmm. so you really, you know, antibiotics don't treat virus. So usually it's self-limiting and the dogs will heal themselves. But if it does, if it gets worse, mm-hmm. then we need to see them and maybe need some antibiotics to get that secondary bacterial infection.
Right.
But when my friend said she called her vet said, get the antibiotics right away. So have things changed, or is it just a different opinion in vets? Did he just want to do it on general principles?
I think on general principles, it's a good idea. It depends upon the physical condition of the dog. You know, it's like canine influenza. I mean, there are some hot viruses. There are some really bad viruses that can go ahead and end up in bad pneumonias.
Mm.
So I think more times than not, it's probably better to use some sort of an antibacterial, you know, Clavamox, doxycycline, whatever.
On general principles to prevent that bacterial
and
infection.
You could argue that whether that's correct or not. If it's self-limiting, which means if in a couple, 3 days the dog's great, that would be self-limiting.
Right.
But if it goes much past 2 or 3 days and there's a lot of coughing, then you got secondary irritation and you got to work in cough suppressants. And so,
well, and that's why it must be why her vet said, start the antibiotics. Right. If he isn't better in 4 days, I want to see him. That's in line with what you're saying.
Kennel cough is not just kennel cough is not just kennel cough. It's
right.
A lot of different presentations. And the overall health of the dog, their ability to fight it off, is really important.
All right. All right. Okay. Thanks for that. All right. Now, I want to see if we can't talk a little bit about the immune support products mm-hmm. that you make available to us. Specifically, you've got the immune tabs for dogs, the immune chews for small dogs and for cats,
mm-hmm.
right?
Great.
And then we've got, you know, the transfer factor, which mm-hmm. is the labeled for humans.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about these products and why you said they're, didn't you say they're the best and was it most comprehensive immune?
The most complete,
what did you say?
The most complete formula, the immune tabs, when it comes to trying to promote a healthy patient. You've got your immune active agents, the transfer factors, and the colostral and egg yolk extracts. You've got a very interesting array of, and it varies a little bit. Dr. Raymakers is a little kind of a mad scientist. He's always tweaking his formula for the better.
And he's the one that's formulated
Dr.
all
Raymakers
of this and formulated the first transfer factors? And,
well,
or was
no,
he
can't
really
claim
the first.
That, but there was actually a group of us, 4 or 5 veterinarians that, back in 2000, which were the first veterinarians to use transfer factors in animals. The first dog that I used the human transfer factor product on was a boxer that I shrunk, a malignant melanoma.
Wow.
That's what I said. Wow. I didn't know I could do that. They didn't.
Wow.
I didn't have that chapter in vet school. I can shrink cancer with a natural agent.
Wow.
So you have an array of medicinal mushrooms that you have whole mushrooms and mushroom extracts. That and the extract of a mushroom is really the brains, the really active ingredients. There's a lot of organic support nutrients. I was just conversing with Dr. Raymakers this weekend about some of the chondroprotectives that we have in the products. And the chondroprotectives are the glucosamines, but the glycosamines that he uses are from eggshell membranes. and uses also hyaluronic acid and pernicaniculus, which is the green lip mussel from New Zealand, and boswellia, or which is frankincense. And what he was sharing with me this weekend was some of the research that he's come across that are micro minerals. A lot of these ultra trace minerals that he has in this formula actually facilitate the inclusion of these natural anti-inflammatories, natural cartilage support nutrients, facilitate the cells utilizing those nutrients. And it has to do with the function of the mitochondria and feeding the mitochondria these ultra trace minerals. And then the cell has the ability to utilize the nutrients. So there's a lot of people throwing glucosamines and chondroitins at their pets, but they're either A, not being absorbed, because in general glucosamines and chondroitins have a poor absorption factor. And if they are absorbed, it doesn't necessarily mean it's getting to the joint. Now, if you're giving your pet these joint supplements and you're really seeing an improvement, fabulous. So hopefully you've purchased a good quality product. So, but these Dr. Raymaker's products have a really broad array of these chondroprotectives, the immune support, the mineral package, the essential fatty acids, his probiotics. He has a really interesting blend of probiotics. He imports organisms from France and Israel and a lot of different. I mean,
sounds a little weird.
He gets some of the probiotics he's working with are quite amazing. So the quality of these products is unsurpassed. They're not cheap, but how often do you go out and buy a product that's got over 120 different nutrients in it? Predominantly organically sourced, really high bioavailability. So,
and especially when you have a history of seeing shrinking cancer and
that kind of stuff.
There is some amazing stuff. And from everything I've learned from you, I have all my cats on it that will eat the immune chews, and I've got Robbie Golden on the immune tabs, and it is phenomenal stuff. And it just really makes sense to invest in this because it really is an investment in the health of your animals.
What's even more interesting is that now 15 years after our group of four veterinarians working with these immune support products, we've done a lot of field studies in livestock, and Dr. Raymakers holds a patent for infertility in mammals.
Hmm.
And now this summer we're starting a fertility study in humans at one of the Ivy League colleges.
Oh.
We've got enough data from the animal side showing that we can improve reproduction.
And when that would be with the humans taking the transfer factor?
Taking Dr. Raymaker's formula. Basically it's the human.
You said you're starting a test.
Yeah.
Is that available to people now?
It's not on the market.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we need to take a time out here and take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. And then we'll come back and we're going to talk more about these immune tabs. And we were just getting into the cost and specific ingredients and so forth. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, Then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here today on Animal World. Of course, what else are you going to be doing? It's like a miserable rainy day out there, so stay dry for the rest of it. And we are just finishing up Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame. We've been talking about the immune support products that Dr. Bill makes available to us, so we don't have to go through other sources. We can just go directly to him. And by the way, if you're interested in picking up immune support products from Dr. Bill or in a telephone consultation, you can call him at 425-903-1913. That's 425-903-1913. Or you can shoot him an email to Bill Burlingame, and that's B-U-R-L-I-N-G-A-M-E, just like it sounds. Bill Burlingame, D-V-M, like Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, D-V-M at gmail.com. Bill Burlingame, D-V-M at gmail.com. Okay, so back to our discussion.
So let's go back to fertility real quick, because
yeah,
this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The reason Dr. Raymakers holds that patent is that the data that was submitted shows that we can increase the ability to produce eggs from the ovary.
Hmm.
And we also can increase the ability to produce sperm.
Ah.
Those are two important things when you're trying to...
potential mom and dad would both be taking the product.
They might be interested in that, yeah. So that's what really stimulated this venture of going back to the human side, is that it's a need. The other thing that he's had going on this past year is he's got a number of different professional athletes on a version of the immune chews, essentially.
A version of the immune chews.
That's exactly right.
Which is a simpler formula than the immune tabs,
right? That's right. But what they're seeing in these pro athletes is improved performance, decrease sickness, because if there's any group of people that are under a lot of stress, it's pro athletes.
Yeah.
So that's an area that we're looking at to get some sort of a consumable to improve athletic performance, and this is all natural stuff. In
cool.
fact, in the 1972 Beijing Olympics.
Yeah.
The Chinese women's track and field, they were breaking all kinds of different records and figuring that they were doping or something. And essentially what they were doing was taking one of the mushrooms that's in our mix, Cordyceps sinensis is like a fungi, and it enhances a lot of properties in the body that you need to be an athlete.
Wow.
That's why our cancer patients feel
better.
Maybe
that's why Robbie's such a hot agility dog and stuff, because he takes immune tabs.
It enhances.
Is it mushrooms?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's mushrooms, yeah.
Cool.
Watch out.
Cool. Well, he really is. He's it's amazing.
Well, you got to have genetics there too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But he's got a lot of special qualities, and I'm sure some of them relate to the immune tabs mm-hmm. and what he's taken. So we have the option with our animal friends, the immune tabs, which that's the most potent formula,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And then there's two versions. There's red label and green label.
Right. And then we also have a Blue Label, which is
we haven't
talked about that much. Whoa. That's sort of the natural approach to a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Oh.
Is Dr. Raymaker's got so much feedback on our cancer formula, the Red Label, that these patients felt better. And it really, again, has to do with his blend of the natural anti-inflammatories and the support nutrients that help them work. He came out with a pain formula, which has a lowered amount of the immune active agents and an increased amount of the chondroprotectives and natural anti-inflammatories. So it's a third formula that mainly for dogs. I don't think I've ever had a cat. You know, they're so finicky.
Right.
But some of these dogs, you can, the goal is to wean them off the drugs, you know, the Rimadyls and Medicams and things like that.
Right.
And try to use something naturally. Again, they're not inexpensive because it's a complicated formula. There's a lot of different sourcing that goes on. So it's not cheap, but it's effective.
Well, and I would say that part of the cost is probably related to the fact that we have, or that you have in these products, they are infused with integrity by you guys, Dr. Raymaker that's formulating them, mm-hmm. and you that are making them. You aren't part of this big pharma business that's right. in it only for money mm-hmm. and trying to cheap and put fillers and all kinds of stuff in there and just sell it. You are really Dr. Raymaker and you and mm-hmm. your other vet that are doing these products
right.
really are doing it to serve animals and humankind and to heal.
Well, we're trying to make it better. And,
yeah,
and his company is
stuff.
His company really is a research and development company. He's a mom and pop, if you want to put it, operation. He's not big into marketing. He's, you know, a low-volume producer of supplements. And when you're producing these types of products in low volumes, the expenses are a lot higher, much higher. And when you're doing production lines of really, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles, there's what they call the economy of scale. The more thousands you produce, the lower the overhead is per bottle. So he's a very small producer, but he stays with quality.
So we all better start buying this stuff like hotcakes, and then maybe the cost will come down.
We hope so.
All right, so the choices are the Red Label, mm-hmm. which is the most potent for the cancer dogs or that really need immune system boost. Mm-hmm. The Green Label, mm-hmm. which is a little less
I use that for any age dog.
Any age.
I started from a young dog right on up to a geriatric.
Okay. So and then the Blue Label, that has some pain stuff.
A lot more of the natural anti-inflammatories and less of the immune support. And then the Immune Chews.
And then the Immune Chews, which are like a soft, they are mm-hmm. a chew, like a little bone shape.
Mm-hmm.
And those are good for cats. And you give half of one a day for a cat or for a small dog, mm-hmm. and then one a day.
Right.
And I know... Of course, you know, like cats can be finicky. At this point, I'm good. 3 out of 5 of my cats love the Immune Chews and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
The other 2 may get on board eventually, but at this point, they're not interested. But 3 out of 5, not bad.
Bad.
And Robbie loves the Immune Tabs. I mean, I put it in his dinner, but he eats that first. He loves them, and he would eat them just as treats.
Oh, I bet.
He really likes them. For humans, it's actually called Transfer Factor, but there's other stuff in it as well?
Transfer Factor Plus was the second product put out by the Transfer Factor company back in 2001. And that has the colostrum and egg yolk extracts, and then it's got the different mushrooms, and then, you know, it's got the what they call a beta-glucans, which are the extracts from aloe vera and ace mannin and, you know, different plant sourced glucans have similar effects as the mushroom glucans. So the plants offer us a lot of healthy things.
All right. So, folks, if you are interested in any of these, and the patients that should just automatically get them, would be any patients with cancer, mm-hmm. and that would be humans or animals.
Yep.
The dogs mm-hmm. would definitely be the red label immune tabs. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you know anybody around the country that's got dogs with cancer, you want to tell them about Dr. Bill and give him his contact information so they can get their dogs on this stuff, then... infertility cases with humans, even though that you're doing testing and there's mm-hmm. going to be a more specific product eventually, the transfer factor for humans would be a good thing, it sounds like, for both potential mom and dad humans to take
yes.
if they're trying to make babies. And then the immune chews for your cats, especially small dogs, but and the immune tabs, the green label, for just any dogs. Better the immune system, the healthier they're going
to
be.
And when it comes to that human infertility, which is not my area of specialty, I still have to emphasize somewhere in their, you know, box of supplements that people take, they really have to get a very complete mineral supplement. The
uh-huh.
minerals, the trace minerals, the ultra trace minerals, the little tiny, the gold and molybdenum and all those different things.
Now, is that in the immune
yes.
stuff and the transfer
oh,
factor?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
and
it's in there.
So
you don't get to something else. Your product has it.
For the dogs, it does.
For the dogs. Okay.
But on the human side, humans really need to be looking at proper minerals.
Okay. Would that be like the morganite, the clay stuff that
yes.
you talk about?
Yeah, the montmorillonite or edible clays.
Okay. So mm-hmm. they take that in addition to the transfer factor then?
Yes.
Woo, how cool is that? All right. Well, that kind of runs us about out of time. So, folks, if you are interested in the immune support products, Dr. Bill will help you decide when you contact him. He'll help you decide which product you need for yourself or your animal friends, and help you with dosing as well. And you can buy them direct from him. You don't have to go through anybody else. You can also do a phone consultation for only $60. That doesn't get any better than that, really,
yep.
if you've got to go into great detail about a lot of stuff. So you can find a link to Dr. Bill's contact information on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com. You can call him at 425-903-1913. That's 425-903-1913. You can email him, BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com.
And on Facebook.
And now on Facebook, what do we look for?
Burlingame Veterinary Consulting.
Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook. Give him a like, too.
Please.
Okay. All right. We got regular programming today, Mike. Okay. So stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. Next week, we will start with Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me at 10:30. Aline Fortgang will join me from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants to tell us about the lawsuit going on and the brief reprieve that the elephants have and what is happening in the efforts to get the mayor and Seattle City Council to act and pass the resolution and get our elephants to a sanctuary. So all of the latest, we will do that next week, and I hope you will be here to listen to all of that. Your help is really needed. In the meantime, I want you to go to www.freewpzelephants.org. Free WPCPZ as in zoo elephants.org. Dr. Bill, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to you in a couple of months being back. Mm-hmm. Mike, thank you very much for all of this. And Janice, thank you. And boy, stay dry out there. It's looking pretty wet and miserable. I hope you'll join me next week. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.